Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So a really good friend of mine was losing weight, was being very successful on a diet plan, but she wasn't happy. She didn't feel all that great. And she was like, well, what's the point? Now, I encourage her to stay with it, and she's lost the weight, she's kept it off, and now she does feel better about it. But it was tough, even with the success, because a lot of weight loss experts will tell you, if you just get some success, that'll motivate you. It didn't motivate her. She didn't feel good. So my next guest is going to talk about how you can feel healthy and lose weight with what is called the Pritikin diet plan. And her name is Dr. Gail Canfield. And she wants to dispel the myth that healthy eating is too difficult. She says that a healthy lifestyle is not about depriving yourself. Dr. Canfield, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Nice. Thank you very much for having me.
So how did this all come to be, the Pritikin diet plan? Because it really is more of a plan, right? So how did this come to be?
Well, the Pritikin diet has actually been around for more than 30 years, but pretty much started back in about 1975. And this program, the Pritikin program, we really kind of like to shy away from the word diet. We really kind of like to suggest lifestyle change. The Pritikin program is about disease risk reduction. We're honestly not looking for quick fixes. We're not looking for rapid weight loss, and for that sole reason only. We're looking for disease risk reduction, and for many people, losing weight is part of that disease risk reduction strategy. So we're looking at eating better, being more physically active, doing some lifestyle behavior modification things, and in the long run, living a healthier life.
Well, is there a way then that you define, if someone does come to your program and they talk about wanting to lose weight, is there a way that you define healthy weight loss?
Yes, we actually think really kind of the slower and more steady, the better, as opposed to a real quick fix of, 10 pounds in a week. Really, that's not very healthy, because we all know that if you lose more, in that range, that you're losing more than fat tissue. And I think most mm-hmm. people want to lose body fat and not muscle mass and fluid mass and so forth. So a slow, steady weight loss is much, much safer and, frankly, much healthier in the long run.
I hate to put you on the spot, but do you have a magic number? Is it 2 pounds a week? Is it 4 pounds a week? Or is that too hard to really define, because we're talking about individual people?
Well, it is very individual. We do like to give our guests kind of a suggestion on what is healthy weight loss, because, there's so much out there about different pounds and so forth. In all honesty, we like to suggest that our guests lose no more than about a half to 2 pounds in a week. Again, focusing on sustainability, very often when we lose weight too fast, it's just not sustainable over time.
Yeah. And with my last guest, I had mentioned before that when I was helping people lose weight, if they lost it too fast, I kind of coined this term called diet shock. And
right.
Your body actually will, no, it does, it will physiologically do things to put that weight back on, because one of the things our bodies are, your body, my body, it's scared to death of starving. And so when you're on a diet, if it's too severe, too quickly, you activate these primitive mechanisms that want to put that weight back on, and you shock the weight back on, in a sense. So tell us a little bit about the Pritikin. So I won't call it a diet. I'll call it a lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about the Pritikin lifestyle plan, and if somebody comes to you, what they can expect to go through.
You bet. We're a very comprehensive medical facility here. We suggest our guests come for at least a week to 2 weeks. They stay with us. They have some very comprehensive medical exams and testings, blood tests, EKGs, stress tests, and so forth. They have an exercise prescription that's then designed for them based upon their medical evaluation. And most importantly, I think our really focus here is the comprehensive educational program. We put them not only through exercise, but we also put them through a lot of education. They have, just in the nutrition department, they have 12 lectures in a 2-week period of time, and so we're teaching them. We're really focusing on empowering our guests with knowledge, skills, and tools that then they can go out into the real world and live a little bit healthier. So we have nutrition lectures, we have exercise lectures, lectures in behavior modification, medical lectures. We have cooking classes done by our chefs every day to help our guests learn how to cook a little bit healthier. So we're really trying to get them prepared when they go back home and go back out into that real world to live a little bit healthier.
So could your chefs help me just to learn how to cook? Forget the healthy part. I don't know how to cook. That's my problem. I can't do anything to catch it.
I know. No, that's the very neat thing. We have some amazing chefs here at Pritikin, and that's exactly what they're here to do, to help people maybe who have never cooked before ever, to learn easy, simple things. And I also want to, you know, make that point, is that you don't have to cook elaborately to cook healthy. And sometimes the simplest things can be the healthiest ones.
And so when you're and so when your chefs are teaching these classes and your clients are going through, you know, the educational classes you were talking about, you're not necessarily talking about restricting one type of food. It's really about that lifestyle approach, right? You're talking about how to eat balanced, I'm sure. And so you're not this isn't like a low, you know, carb, high protein type program, right?
No, actually it's honestly the direct opposite of that. We're plant-based. We're not vegetarian, but we're plant-based. So we eat a lot of plant foods, all the way from fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, and very modest amounts of lean proteins like fish and so forth.
That sounds like my grandma when she would cook. She was Greek, and when she came over from the old country, her dinner plate, you know, seriously, Dr. Gale, her dinner plate was mostly greens, right? Fruits, nuts, legumes, and then a very, very small piece of protein, you know, very lean protein. I mean, that's what she ate, and she lived, you know, well into her 90s. I mean, that sounds kind of like what you're promoting.
That's right. That's actually the classic Mediterranean diet. Not the Mediterranean diet of today, which honestly isn't all that healthy, but the classic Mediterranean diet was very high in fruits and vegetables and very low in lean protein. So, yeah, I would agree with that. It's a very healthy way to eat.
What kind of success have you had? You know, you said over 30 years or so that the Pritikin lifestyle has been going on. So what kind of success have you had? Do you have some numbers you can share?
Disease risk reduction issues?
Like weight loss, sustaining it, disease risk reduction, I mean, anything that you could share that could really give some proof to the program.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's one of the real strengths of our program is that we are actually published. We have about 100 and I think over 115
nice.
Published studies now that have documented the effects of our program. We have documented reduction in metabolic syndrome in people. We've documented reductions in blood pressure, significant reductions in blood pressure, mainly due, obviously, to the higher fruit and vegetable consumption and reduced sodium. We've been able to document great reductions in cardiovascular risk when it comes to reducing cholesterol levels and so forth. So we have some unbelievable success stories that have come through our program.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Where can people learn more about the Pritikin Lifestyle Plan?
Well, we certainly have a beautiful website, and it's very simple. It's just www.pritikin.com. We have our Pritikin eating plan up there, and actually a lot of the summaries of many of those studies that I was mentioning about disease risk reduction across the board, and a beautiful place to read a little bit more about us and then to contact.
Awesome. That sounds like a wonderful thing. Thank you so much, Dr. Gale, for coming on and for doing the work that you do. I can tell that you're very passionate about it, very educated about it, and I know that your clients really get a lot out of it. So thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.